baby, bring it in closely. Hate the way I love you, but you're so sweet. I always find a way to say the wrong things. I wish that we were laying in the same sheets, but lately you've been acting like you hardly know me.
Welcome back to another episode of Up in Smoke. I am your host. Now, I did have an episode. Unfortunately, it got deleted, so I have to shoot another one. But I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. Unfortunately, I got some really sad news on New Year's Day that one of the homies had passed away. Amari was really cool. I used to hang out with him, but I used to be around him a lot when I used to go hang with our other mutual friends and stuff. Bro was just hella cool, used to crack hella jokes, you know, talk hella shit, especially to the homies, you know, but it sucks losing somebody, especially in like our early 20s. And you know what I'm saying? Like, please hug your loved ones, because you never know when that last day could be, you know. I think it's truly scary to me because it was like I literally just seen him on Saturday. And so for me to just see him on Saturday and then Sunday get that news, I was really like shook. You know, like that shit is that it fucked me up a little bit. It fucked me up for real. Because you could be here 1 minute and not, bro. And that just sucks, bro. Like, we're in our 20s and we're thinking we're invincible. You know, we're going to live until we are a certain age and shit like that. And on and all in all, like, we really don't know when our time is, you know. So, please, hug your loved ones. Check on your friends. Check on your friends and family, you know. Shit like this really sucks, you know. Prayers out to like his family and the homies, and his girlfriend Paige. You know, keep living in Tacoma. I've started to realize like the areas I'm in, like how tight the community is, and that's another reason why like I'm not gonna ever. I feel like I don't want to leave out of Washington, because it's like Tacoma is a really small little area. Everyone knows everyone. So it's just the fact that happened. Everyone's just like, it just felt like the world kind of stopped. And, you know, like shit's never going to be the same on the Ave, you know. But check on your friends and family, man. Shit like this sucks, especially to start the new year. Yeah, I just want to say it's been like a really good few weeks. I took the time off to like hang with my family and hang with my friends. Going back home to California a few times, got to meet one of my good friends' son for the first time for his birthday, and we were just playing. It was really fun. I got to hang out with him. And he's over here throwing the balloon at me. And you know what's crazy too is that I got to see one of my other good friends that I have not seen since I was in elementary school for the first time in damn near like 15 years. So that was like nice to like catch up with her, you know, and just talk, you know, bro. Like 1 minute we were kids and then the next we're like adults and shit. So it was like really weird to like, that's how, you know, like, that how our interactions went and shit. But it was cool though. I enjoyed it. You know, I got to spend time with my best friend while I was there as well, because she was taking pictures. So it was nice. Also, shout out to Myra on having a girl. I've been telling her she was gonna have a girl this whole fucking time. She didn't believe me, but you know, the way you act as when you're a kid, you're going to get the same results back when you have a kid. So Barbara finna get a run for her money. So congratulate her on the baby, soon to be baby, being here. Also, shout out to the homie Dejan and Megan as well. They just had their son around like Christmas Eve or somewhat. But, you know, it's nice to see like all the homies and shit having kids. It's just wild, bro, because we're literally at that age where we have kids and shit. Like, my dad was my age when he had me. So, I mean, I ain't got no kids. I mean, the only kid I got is my dog, but that's really all I need right now, you know? But yeah, no, it's crazy because I don't remember what I talked about in my other episode. So I'm trying to wing it right now while I'm driving to work. Easy. Let's just talk about the Battle of the Bay. Now, the Battle of the Bay is insane, insanely crazy around these times. It's Raiders versus Niners. Niner fans don't like Raider fans. Raider fans don't like Niner fans. It's a whole fiasco. It's been like that for years. You know, I'm not going to lie. The Niners do got it. They got more hardware than us. They're better than us, I would assume, for right now. For right now, that's what y'all going to get for right now. But I want to tell y'all the magnitude of that game on Sunday was fucking insane. Like, I was not prepared for the Raiders to have a shootout with the number one defense in the league. Crazy as fuck. Like, Jared Stidham was really that nigga. Like, he went crazy. And it's crazy to see, like, the Raiders actually having, like, seeing playbooks actually work and to, like, see a quarterback being mobile. I don't know, bro. Like, to see, like, how Derek Carr would play and then how Jared Stidham would play, I think that's what our franchise needed. We need somebody that's going to be, who got that fucking dog in him. And Jared Stidham had that dog in him. So it was nice to see that game, even though we didn't win that game. You know, like, we won't see the Niners for another 4 years, but hey, I'm wishing for us to have a Super Bowl, because if the league let them have a Super Bowl, you know how much money they would fucking sell for that game. It would be insane, in fucking insane how that shit would go. But yeah, moral of the story, Niner fans, y'all did y'all shit. Can't hate. Y'all beat us. Y'all, it won't happen again. Trust and believe. When we get a team, we'll be ready for y'all. But, you know, other than that, bro, I just been, you know, working hella, chilling, trying to get my mental health right. 2022 was probably the year I had some ups and I had some downs. I would say some were a little bit more better than others, but I can say 2022 was like the beginning of me being a better person. You know what, bro? Like, sometimes you got to self-reflect on some of the things that you've done over your life. And sometimes you just got to accept the fact that you used to be fucked up, or you used to treat people fucked up, you know? I did a lot of self-reflecting on that this year. I met a lot of good people this year. I mean, well, sorry, not this year, last year. I met a lot of good people. I feel like now that me living in Washington and not being in, like, because, bro, like, when I first, like I said, when I moved out here, I didn't really want to, it was hard to make friends out here, but since I worked around Tacoma, met a hella people, because I used to be a pizza cook. I met some really chill ass people, and I still kick it with them to this day, you know. And that's one thing that I really wanted to move to live in Washington, was to have friends and, like, meet good people and keep my circle tight and have fun, you know. Like, I could say literally over since October through December, like, bro, when I tell you we was getting fucked up. We were drinking all the time. You know, seeing where everyone was at. It was fun. It was a fun ass. I would honestly say this was probably the most and best holidays I've had living in Washington. was it last year? And, you know, I'm going to keep thriving off of it, you know, keep making the people, keep making memories with people, you know, trying to have fun, live my life, bro, you know what I'm saying? And honestly, the people that were so toxic, leave they asses in 2022, bro. Leave they asses, bro. Do not bring that shit into a new year. Because you know what, bro? They don't deserve no energy from you at all. I honestly, I did the exact same thing. I'm starting to cut off a lot of people. And I'm starting to just, you know, accept the fact that you're not a good person. And you don't want to admit it, but you aren't. You know? So it's wild to think, you know what I'm saying? It's wild that you got to cut people off for them to understand, like, all right, like, treat people the way you should be treated, you know, and you wouldn't have to get cut off, but some people need to. Honestly, like, I've cut off a few friends and then, like, we'll magically come back and act like we never lost any time, but cut that negative shit out. Cut them negative people out your life, bro. That shit ain't gonna do nothing but bring you down. And I'm trying to do the exact same thing. But I would say overall, 2022 was a great year for me. You know, took the trips, did photography. I'm starting to, I haven't been taking more photography like I want to, but I think I'm gonna transition into film. It's crazy to say, because, like, I could take really good pictures on my digital camera. That's nothing. But I promise you, when I have a Polaroid in my hand, bro, that shit has me, like, I see, like, different things in the Polaroid than I see in my digital camera. So, my goal for 23 is to take more film pictures. Even with just my Polaroid would be dope, because I want to have, like, a big-ass collage of all the events and shit I've done over this year. So that's one of my main goals, is to take a lot of film photos, get hella like a pin board and just pin them all up, just of all the great memories. Because I know this year I'm gonna have a great year, you know. So be positive to yourself this year. Be nice to yourself this year. You know what I'm saying? Make a lot of fucking money this year. That's what we're all on this year. Make dough. Go to concerts. Have fun with your friends, you know? Living in Washington right now, the weather ain't really hang out with your friends in this type of weather friendly. But, I mean, we get the job done when we want to. But all in all, man, I could say 2022 really had me, I would say thank you, you know. The one thing that really drug me down in 22 was probably losing my cousin. Like, he was really, like, a really special person to me, and the reason why I moved to Washington. So to not have him here this year, like, to not have him here while the new year starts and his anniversary is 2 months away, I don't know, man. It's going to be a little rough, but, you know, I'm going to get through it. He will want me to be happy. He will want me to, you know, continue living. And that's what I'm going to do it for. This year, I'm going to dedicate this year to him. So, yes. But New Year's Day, or no, not even New Year's Day, Christmas, I ended up hanging with my family. I started to, you know, like, ever since my aunt had passed away, I told my aunt, like, look, like, I know, like, this happened, but I don't want to miss out on making memories with you guys. So we played, so I went over there to have dinner and stuff. Knowing me, I'm always late to shit. It's not on purpose. I just lose track of time, honestly. My cousins and them were calling me, like, hurry the fuck up. Like, we're waiting on you. Like, relax. I'll be there. But we did a White Elephant gas station edition. That shit was fun as hell. My gift, I got like hella chocolates and a Four Loko. Now, drinking Four Lokos, y'all know how it is. Being back at home in the Bay, that shit used to get us fucked up. So, my cousin-in-law, she was like, hey, now that you have this Four Loko, you have to shotgun it. I'm not shotgunning shit. You got me so fucked up. So, we played a game, you know, Uno. We played the, you know, Uno. Now, y'all know in the new Uno deck, they have those blank fucking cards. And they could get real lethal in that bitch. So, it was boys versus girls. And I'm not going to lie. I was fucking my cousin-in-law up because my other cousin, she couldn't drink because she was driving. So, I told my cousin-in-law, I said, hey, here you go. I want you to spin in a circle for 10 seconds and then shotgun a, you know, a twisted tea. She was like, all right, bet. Then I had another one. I told her, look, since y'all got me this nasty ass Four Loko, I want you to drink this Four Loko every time we put a card down, you and my aunt. And when I tell you to tell y'all, watching them hurl over that shit had me in fucking tears. They were like, this shit is disgusting. And honestly, the flavor they had was not that bad. That shit was, I probably could have chugged it if I wanted to, but I'm not drinking no Four Loko. You got me fucked up. So my cousin-in-law is salty, like salty with a capital S. She was like, fuck you, Timar. Like, you got me drinking this fucking Four Loko. And I was like, Andre, I'm so sorry, but you're going to have to deal with her being drunk tonight. And he starts laughing and shit. And so I picked up one more out of the, you know, picking one more up. And then I drew it on the fucking card deck. And I told them, I said, hey, Michelina, you don't have to drink this anymore. Olivia has to drink it every time a boy has to put the card down. And when I tell you, she fucking flipped. I've never seen someone so mad that they had to drink a Four Loko. She would not be. I was like, well, if it make you feel better, I'll help you drink it. So I drank a little chug of it. And then she like tilted that shit and it spilt all over me. And I was like, all right, bro, now you're doing too much. Relax. I'm going to help, you know. But she was like, fuck you, Timar. And I was like, not my fault you're fucked up and I'm not. And so it was really fun. It was really fun to like interact and have those type of moments with my family. You know, I had to let my family know, like, I am the shotgun king. So they cannot fuck with me in shotgunning. My little cousin, he's 21. He was like, bro, I could beat you in a shotgun. I was like, no, you can't. And he was like, yes, I can. So we went outside and handled that. And I destroyed this kid. You know, when you got years on these little 21-year-olds and they try to call you out, sometimes you got to humble them. So that's what I fucking did. Humbled his little ass. But love him to death. Then my aunt brought up, she was just like, I think it's ironic how, like, when you guys were younger, y'all used to really hate each other. And I was just like, honestly, like, I'm not gonna lie, I was a 16-year-old brat. He was a fucking, I forgot how old he was at the time. I think he was in the fifth grade or whatever. I don't know how old you gotta be in the fifth grade, but having him in my age, I wasn't used to having a little brother. I was used to having like a little sister. So having a little brother was a little bit different. But, you know, like we grew up, we wrestle still, and, you know, that's my dog. And, you know, those are the type of memories I'm so glad I got to make with them over the holidays, you know, because I went to go see my family back in Cali and then came back here. So it was nice to spend Christmas with them. But yes, I just, you know, thought I'd make a little cool episode to start the new year. Hope everyone achieves their goals that they've set for themselves in 23. I got some goals. I'm not just going to speak about them. I'm just going to do them. So hopefully y'all on that same mentality. You know what I'm saying? And y'all get y'all shit on the right path. Thank y'all for listening. Happy fucking New Year's. And I'll be back with another episode. Stay tuned. Peace.